thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to Zimbabwe on 909 medium wave and on 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com. Text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Parliamentarians urge the Zimbabwe Schools Examination Council to work with a reputable institution of higher learning such as the University of Zimbabwe to raise standards and ensure the credibility of local school examinations.
The MDCT's Shadow Cabinet selects a 5-member team to help mobilize support for thousands of families displaced by floods in the Toke Mkosi and Cholocho areas.
Tagara tika pepeta pasi pe utungamiri wasati garovedu wa changirai nema kurukota esaka siyana siyana. Tika penengura nyaya takawanda shukuru nyaya dirikui tika munyika kunyanyanya pa chokwe mkosi kutamutika kurukita wa nezi nufana kuitwa. Tazo tarisao kuondo moka kurukita zunu nekuoma kurukita upenyi wevanu.
And the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization launches a $9.1 million project to boost livestock production in Matabeleland North.
Lawmakers today urged the Zimbabwe Schools Examination Council, or ZIMSEC, to affiliate to a local reputable institution of higher learning, such as the University of Zimbabwe, to ensure the credibility of local secondary education examinations. Ivan Chifera has details from the capital.
Introducing a motion on examinations in the National Assembly today, lawmaker Neva Kanye of Matopo North said, affiliating to a university would ensure both studies and tests are adequately monitored and are of high international standards. Before their localization in 1994, examinations in Zimbabwe were run by the Education Ministry and the United Kingdom's Cambridge Local Examination Syndicate. Kanye said ZIMSEC examinations have been plagued by rampant leakages, thereby compromising its credibility. Contributing to debate, Bekita West lawmaker Mnyaradzi Kereke said the leakage of examination papers was not a direct result of ZIMSEC's non-affiliation to a university, but was linked to problems with the production and distribution of materials and lack of resources.
When we move and support the motion and say, for instance, we decide that the University of Zimbabwe or any other reputable university is affiliated, rather ZEC is affiliated to such a university, we need to make sure they are corresponding to the process that are sent so that not an academic affiliated of the professor, but it is meaningful in terms of the desire.
Kereke said the government must mobilize financial resources to ensure the smooth running of examinations, adding this would also help upgrade the education sector. Chairperson of the Education Portfolio Committee and Urungwe West lawmaker Temba Muliswa supported the motion, saying the Education Ministry through ZIMSEC must tighten control on the administration of examinations to plug leakages. He explains the production of examination material is haphazard, resulting in the serious leakages.
Right now, there are so many exams, there are so many leakages that this is because the ministry itself has no control of the exam center. Once it has control of the exam center, they are then able to manage a lot of that. I can say that the library, by saying a lot of institutions are being used to also print exam papers, which causes the thing leakage of exam papers. So if it was confined to a center controlled by the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education, then there will be some control.
Muliswa said there is need for ZIMSEC to set up an examination center that will be responsible for the production of examination material. He adds the center could also be used by other countries in the region and in turn raise money for ZIMSEC.
This again is something which I believe does put our country on the map. We are well known for in terms of literacy to Africa for really being on top of the list. But without us also linking this to a university in this country doesn't make sense in terms of all the exams that are written. So that seal is important. Also market our education.
Leakages of examinations was rare prior to their localization in 1994. Several teachers have been arrested or fired for leaking examination papers. Former Education Minister Edmund Garwe resigned in the late 90s after his daughter was found with leaked Zimbabwe Junior Examinations Council examination papers. Some public and private schools have reverted to Cambridge examinations due to the declining credibility in ZIMSEC examinations. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.